Chapter 10, A Study in Hebrews. The book of Hebrews has several vital contrasts. There is the contrast of Moses and Jesus, of Aaron, the high priest, and Jesus, the new high priest, and the contrast of the blood of bulls and goats and the blood of Christ. It is not only a contrast of the bloods, but of the two tabernacles, the one reared by Moses and the one in heaven. Into this latter one, Jesus enters and sits down there as our high priest. His home is the Holy of Holies. The priest under the Old Covenant could only stay long enough to make the atonement. Hebrews 9:21-23 tells how the tabernacle and all the vessels were cleansed with blood. Moreover, the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry he sprinkled in like manner with the blood, and according to the law. I may almost say all things are cleansed with the blood, and apart from shedding of blood there is no remission. It was necessary, therefore, that the copies of the things in heaven should be cleansed with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. This is a startling thing, but Adam's sin had touched heaven itself. The 24th verse, for Christ entered not into a holy place made with hands, like in pattern to the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear before the face of God for us. This is the climax of it all. This lets us see the contrast of God's estimation of the blood of Christ and the blood of bulls and goats. As we come to value the blood of Christ as God values it, then the problem of our standing and relationship never enters our minds. The new mediator. The blood of bulls and goats under the first covenant only cleansed or sanctified the flesh, but the blood of Christ is to cleanse our conscience from dead works, so that we may stand uncondemned in the presence of the living God. Because God accepted Jesus' blood when he carried it into the heavenly Holy of Holies, he has become by that act the mediator of the new covenant. 1 Timothy 2:5. There is one mediator between God and man, himself man, Christ Jesus. The reason man needs a mediator is because he has lost his standing with God. He has no ground in which he can approach him. Natural man is really an outlaw. Ephesians 2:2 describes his sad condition, without God and without hope. Jesus is now the mediator between God and fallen man. Blood of bulls and goats did not take away sin. It merely covered it temporarily. But when Christ came, he redeemed all of those who had trusted in the blood of bulls and goats. He died for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first covenant. Those sacrifices under the old covenant were like a promissory note which he cashed on Calvary. God kept his covenant with Israel when he sent his son to become sin, and he laid upon him all the sins under the first covenant, that by accepting him as their Savior, Israel might come into the promised redemption. He put sin away. This is the great heart teaching of the book of Hebrews. Under the first covenant, sin was covered. The best that the Israelite had under the first covenant was a blood covering or atonement. You remember the word atonement means to cover. But under the new covenant, our sins are not covered. They are put away. They are remitted. They are as though they had never been. Hebrews 9:25-26. Nor yet that he should be offering himself often as the high priest entereth into the holy place year by year with blood, not his own, else must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once at the end of the ages, hath he been manifested to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. The expression end of the ages really means where the two ages met. The cross was where the old method of counting ended, and it was the place where the new time began. That thing that stood between man and God was Adam's transgression. Jesus put that away. 2 Corinthians 5:21, him who knew no sin, God made to become sin. Jesus settled the sin problem, made it possible for God to legally remit all that we have ever done, and give to us eternal life, making us new creations. 2 Corinthians 5:17-18, wherefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things are passed away. Behold, they are become new. But all things are of God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and gave unto us the ministry of reconciliation.